If our kids want to have better jobs and be smarter in science, tech, engineering and maths, they need more playtime, a Monash Uni study is hoping to prove. Laureate Professor Marilyn Fleer from the Faculty of Education at Monash University. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
So the study hasn't actually happened yet?
No, this is it's just launched last night, and so it will start basically today for the next 5 years. It's a big project, and it'll be a busy one for us as researchers.
Well, you obviously expect some sort of result on the basis that play is good for children.
Absolutely. Our preliminary research and also what's known in the field by early childhood teachers is that play does make a difference. But we've had some challenges internationally and nationally with people wanting greater outcomes for children. But also, you know, things are changing in society and new ways of thinking. I heard you all talking this morning about various Facebook and Twitter and so on. But, you know, children's thinking is changing, so we have to keep abreast of that. And this research is to look at how young children, as infants, as they become toddlers and preschoolers and then into school, how they think at home and in the community in relation to science, engineering and technology. So, new thinking.
I spend a lot of my time just trying to get my children to go outside and play, not on the basis that playing is good for them, but in order to be a bit more self-reliant, create your own fun. But do I take it that you are trying to find out whether it is better for them in science, technology, engineering and maths, and, you know, so that you are limiting the field, not limiting it, but you are zeroing in on one area as being the area that they might benefit in?
Well, what we know is that we already know from a lot of research that play benefits children in literacy and numeracy and in their emotional development. But we don't really know very much about actually how it works in relation to science, engineering and technologies. There's just been no Australian research to look at that. And so early childhood educators in kindergartens and in playgroups and in our community haven't really had any tools or even information around what does that look like, how do children think in that way. And so our research is to tackle that big problem, the big problem of we don't have the tools yet, we don't know enough about it, but we know it's important, and we know that play makes a difference in these other areas. So that's the gist of what we're trying to do with this big Australian Research Council-funded project.
Good on you, Professor, and we thank you for your time. And by the way, you are the first laureate professor we've ever spoken to. Very
well,
impressive.
But do you know what's even more impressive is that in the area of early childhood education, young children and your listeners, you know, who are grandparents parents will know that early childhood education is really important for children, and good experience matters, like you talking about your children going outside and playing and enjoying nature. It's such an important area, and what's significant is it's the first ever laureate fellowship in early childhood education and the second only in education. So it's a really big deal for our profession, and it's a really big deal for families and communities who value their kindergarten teacher. This is a sort of like a huge government endorsement from the Australian Research Council that the work that they do really matters, and we celebrated it last night.
Good on you, Professor. I'm going to call her Marilyn. You're going to be shot for that.
Well, what's a laureate?
I don't know. I want to get a job where my Christian name. Oh, you're not allowed to say that anymore.
No, given name.
When my given name is the third thing you get to, like Laureate Professor Marilyn Fleer. It's 23 after 6.